98.5 The Bull with Tig and hello, Daniel.
As you know, Tig, my dad down in Alabama, he lives on Lake Martin. You love Lake Martin. It's one of your favorite places. And he's built like a smaller, what he calls the penthouse, named after his favorite magazine. Built it somewhere else up on the lot. And it's like a little apartment for one. So he can rent out the lake house. He's written an Airbnb article. And I'm going to read you this article. Do you ever book Airbnbs, by the way?
Here and there, not often.
When you do you like a long article or do you like it short and sweet with a lot of pictures?
I like a story to be told about it. Like, and people even say stuff like, and you're just going to love having a glass of sweet tea on the Adirondack chairs and that kind of stuff outside.
You know, I tend to agree with you there. You're going to want like a little, at least flourish a little bit. Let me read you
a picture.
Yeah. Let me read you the picture he's painted with his Airbnb now. Now, the pictures, I will say, are pretty good. He did take some pretty good pictures. He tried this before with his lake house, but he included a picture of himself. And I'm like, buddy, you got to take that off there, man. Nobody wants to see a picture of the host wearing a cowboy hat looking crazy as hell, I must say.
Yeah.
And he finally took that down. So here is the new article. I think I like it. I think it's short. It's sweet. It says, enjoy the lake. Swimming area with steps. One covered pier, one boat slip, and many other amenities. 30 minutes from Auburn, 5 miles from Dollar General, which is always when I go on vacation, it better be real close to a Dollar General, and a half mile from a public boat landing. And that's it. That's all he says.
I don't know. I don't think that's that bad.
I mean, he ain't selling it, though, is he? I've just texted Tig the Airbnb if he seems distracted. I will say the pictures are pretty good, right?
What is this? He's got one of those walk-in showers now?
That is a walk-in tub. Okay. I advised him to get one of those. I stayed in an Airbnb once that had a walk-in tub. And buddy, basically the thing is it's a little tiny hot tub.
Yeah, he did a good job. I don't know. I don't think he did a bad job at all.
He did also, with one picture, I told him, don't put any people in the picture. He did put a picture of Caden. Holding fish in there. And Caden is, I used to date his mom when I lived in Nashville, and me and Caden remained close, but he did post a picture of Caden, yeah. He's going to have to, I can tell you right now by looking at it, he's going to have to decorate this thing. It looks like a prison cell.
Well,
you got to put some pretties, you got to put some sit-abouts.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that,
curb
don't you
appeal
think?
Kind of thing.
Put like a little coffee station. He's got to do something like that, don't you think?
Has he rented it yet?
No, he's just launched it.
Okay, we'll see how it goes.
We're going to have to edit this for him, but you think that description's good enough?
I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was as bad as you're saying it is.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying he's very, what do you call it when there's no emotion?
It's just sterile.
It's very sterile. He's got to put some decorations in there.
All right,
we've got to get a hold of
it. You rewrite that. We'll go decorate his, and we'll see who's right or wrong. He might rent the heck out of that thing.
You don't know nothing about buying sit about some pretties, okay?
Okay. All right. Get some ceramic cats in there and stuff. Talking about girls, talking about trucks. I saw that Golf Suites had closed down, and apparently it's very abrupt. There was people that I saw in the news that had, like, made reservations for that afternoon, and they got there, and the doors were locked. I mean, it, like, just like that. And News on 6 got a hold of some of the employees over there. Look at them go. Would you like to hear their reactions?
Yeah, I'm sure they were just as shocked as we were.
Caitlin Deggs from News on 6.
The employees say it's scary to go from having a job one day to not having one the next. And now they're scrambling to find new jobs. These former employees at the Tulsa Golf Suites say they found out they no longer had jobs through a text message.
Fired. Done. You know, year of being here, we've had people here for 6 years.
Many said they had no clue the place was going to close.
When they hired me, they talked about just planning on moving on as normal. We were planning for summer. We were hiring tons of people. We were getting ready to, you know, get the big, huge summer rushes. We were doing a whole bunch of stuff.
It was funny because none of our managers knew except one, and the only manager that knew didn't tell any of the other managers, didn't tell any of his coworkers, and we all just got dropped within, like, one, like, no notice. The Muskogee Creek Nation told us Golf Suites didn't fulfill their lease and had to be evicted. Golf Suites sent us a statement that says, in part, we received the disheartening news that we would not be permitted to remain at our current property until December 2024, as we had hoped, in order to keep business and jobs intact. We pledge to assist our staff in securing alternative employment opportunities. It will promptly honor all gift cards and deposits. Former employees say they wish the situation would have been handled better and feel they should have been given a heads up.
I think we should have at least had a meeting, not over text. Or a notice, at least, like a week before. I don't know.
And the employees tell me that the app that they use to get their schedules has been deactivated, and some of them are worried about getting their last paychecks.
That'd be rough,
buddy. There's never been a part of my life where I've ever had enough savings to where if I showed up to work and they're like, all right, well, this is all done, that I would have been okay financially just because I'm not.
No, you're looking for your paycheck, man.
Right, yeah. You expect it to keep coming in. Doesn't feel bad for those folks. And I'm like you. I wonder what they're going to do with that building. It's not like you could put a normal building.
If one day it's a donut shop, the next day it could be a boutique. But that's a golf place, you know. Like somebody, you know, maybe Topgolf takes over this thing. I have no idea what's going to happen down there.
Maybe so. Did you see? I always hear in the news every couple of a few years or whatever, there's going to be all these cicadas and they're going to make all these noise and there's going to be a double. What do they call a big group of cicadas? They call it something, swarm. And then I never hear or see cicadas. Have you seen any around here?
I hear, like, I in my life, I've been told about these killer bees that were coming, and cicadas are coming, and then I just don't see them.
Are we just not in the path?
Maybe not.
They must be terrible. In South Carolina, a sheriff's office had to ask people to stop calling 911 to file noise complaints about a weird roaring sound. It ended up being cicadas. Here's a quick sample of what cicadas sound like, along with some residents talking about the noise, if I can get some audio plays.
They sound like a buzzing and like a clicking noise.
Like during the day, it just sounds like a high-pitched humming, but at night, it sounds like a jungle.
Exceptionally loud right now. They were out pretty good in our neighborhood.
Where was that?
That was in South Carolina.
Okay.
So I guess I'm not hearing those. Are you?
No, I hadn't heard anything like that.
I can't believe people would call 911 on nature. And then I remember one time Tyke saw an alligator in Myrtle Beach and then called 911. And they were like, oh, there's an alligator here in the water. And they were like, okay.
There's more to that story, but I'm not going to get into it.
Did you see this? President Joe Biden had a teleprompter goof at a conference yesterday after he said 4 more years. He was supposed to pause for the people to chant that, but he accidentally read the word out loud. Did you see this?
Okay, let's hear it.
Let's give a little clip here.
Imagine what we can do next. 4 more years. Pause.
4 more years.
Pause.
4 more years. 4 more years.
Huh. he said the word pause.
I wonder if they prompt the audience to do chants of these types of things. They must.
I don't know. I don't think I've been to a rally like that.
Did you see this? A Minnesota couple started dating after a woman ordered food and asked her Grubhub driver out on a date. Now they're getting married next year. Here's Hannah talking about how she met her fiancé, Alec.
I happened to have like a ping on my phone from Grubhub that I had a coupon. I was like, I love good coupon.
Yes.
I saw that it was like fast approaching. I was like, perfect. They're going to drop it off in the lobby. I look grubby. And then this number calls me. I was like, oh no, it's the Grubhub guy. He wants me to go down there and get my food. So I went down, I'm walking down the stairs and I see him. And I was like, oh no, he's cute. He's so cute. And I was not cute. I had this number on me. So I was like, maybe I should text this number. I'm like, what's the worst thing that can happen? If he already has a girlfriend or he's like not interested, I'm never going to see him again.
I think it's okay for the, maybe lady to ask out the Grubhub driver. I don't think, however, it would be appropriate for the Grubhub driver to reach out to the customer.
Why is that? Because he's in a job mode?
Yeah, he's working and he shouldn't you know, do that. Don't you think?
I remember, man, when we were working at, you know, we've worked at radio stations and sometimes like the UPS or FedEx guy would come in and they had like a system. I'm not even kidding. They had a system to where when the person at the front desk saw the FedEx guy walking up, that she would send out like an alert and all the girls would head to the lobby. Do you remember that?
Yeah, he's not even exaggerating. And they weren't like being, you know, obnoxious. They would just all gather around up there to see what was going down.
Yeah.
Did you see this? The Department of Transportation announced new passenger rights rules where airlines will be required to refund passengers in cash for long delays and cancellations. Also, new rules for lost luggage. Didn't you say also included in some of these new rules, they're getting rid of that. So if you want to go on a trip and you book a flight for you and your son, I think your son was like 5 at the time, and they didn't put y'all seats together?
Yeah, that's a true story. I was flying home to see my dad or something, and so I booked a flight on the airline through their website, and they ask your age. And so I put in, I'm 41 or whatever, and then they ask, what's the other passenger's age? And I say 4 or 5, and they put us on separate places on the plane, and I called and said, are you guys out of your minds? And they go, well, sir, we can certainly accommodate this. For $30, we can put y'all together. I said, that's crazy. Like, they ought to be required to put a young child with their parent that's traveling with them without charging. And so now the government's got a hold of that. And they said, yeah, that is ridiculous. I was the one that started that.
You think so?
I think I was the one that got Congress to do that.
But I will say thank you to you. They're really kind of cleaning this thing up. If your flight is delayed more than 3 hours, you'll get like some compensation for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is good. These are good rules, I think.
Yeah, probably not any weather delays. That's out of their hands. But when it's like their problem.
Well, used to. But before COVID, it seems like if there was a delay, they would explain it to you. They'd be very apologetic. And then it seemed like afterward, they're just kind of like, yeah, we're delayed.
Mm-hmm.
And they really never explained why. They weren't even like, oh, sorry, we're delayed. They're just like, hey, we're delayed, and that's that. A dad is also trending on TikTok after he called out 2 teenagers at a trampoline park, not for being upset, but he was explaining that the teenager was being awesome with his son.
If you live in Billings, Montana, and your teenage sons were at Get Air yesterday, you should be really proud of them. They're awesome. I don't even know how it happened. They started jumping with my kid, and he just went with it. And every time they made sure to catch him if he was going to fall, they had the best time. They were cracking up the whole time, helping him bounce higher. It was amazing. Those boys did not have to entertain my kid. This is the kind of people that we need to be raising more of. So if the 2 boys that were jumping with my kid see this, thank you.
There you go.
Didn't you used to do this thing on the radio where you would call a place? And it's been a long time, but you would call a place and you would ask to speak to the manager. And you did it in a very abrasive tone. I need to speak to the manager. And then the manager would get on you. I was in there and there was a teenager that works for you in there. And I got to tell you. And then the manager's waiting for you to explain your complaint. And then you're like, he was doing a great job. And the manager's like, okay.
Yeah, I would call in a very gruff voice and then compliment the place. What a great idea. I should start doing that again. Did you see that the Sound of Moolah is worth up to $450 now?
Hey,
yesterday.
Now.
Yes. Hey, now, indeed. Yesterday, Marsha guessed shaking a water bottle. That was incorrect. Matt had guessed a sprinkler head. Incorrect. Brian had guessed shaking a packet of sweetener. Also incorrect. The sound is now worth $450. Do you have that sound available? Play.
Yeah, if you'd like to hear it, here it is in 3, 2, 1. One more time.
I don't know if this is like a hint or not, but I hear what appears to me to be Wavy Davey in the background talking on the phone or something like that. So that lets you know that it was recorded here at the radio station.
Okay. All right. That's fun.
That's a big hint, right?
Well,
I've just eliminated
every now
so
and then
many
we
things.
Would just get like, what was the guess we got like a bunch of times?
We've always got an impact wrench a bunch.
Yeah, and you don't have an impact wrench.
Not here at the radio station.
This is in Daniel's life, these things. So we get to that at 7:10. This is 98.5 The Bull with Tiger and Danny. little conversation that we just had in the studio. Daniel and I were taking a trip, and there at the place we're going to, you can get on a sailboat for free. And I'm not talking a big sailboat. I'm talking like a tiny sailboat.
Catamaran, right?
Like, and you could put 3 or 4 people on this thing, maybe. You go out and you sail, and you do whatever you want. And I love sailing. I grew up on the water, and I miss the water a lot of times. That's why I love going to Grand Lake and all that. And then I'm telling him about this sailboat we can get. And, you know, I'll take him on a little ride. And I've taken you on a sailboat ride before.
Yeah, Tig and I, through work, when we worked in Nashville, record labels would have, like, a party for an album release. And they would rent out, like, a Sandals. So me and Tig have, unfortunately, together been to, like, two or three Sandals as
very
buddies.
Romantic resorts.
Not in the same room, but...
Yeah.
I think... Now, like, we're walking to dinner or whatever, and the photographer is like, let me get a picture of you two. And I'm like, oh... We're not a couple.
Yeah, we're not.
Co-workers.
I think we're the only, like, I'm not even being joking about this. I think Sandals does not let somebody go by themselves, right?
Right, right.
But because we were, like, working and I don't know what happened, a record label booked it. We were allowed to go. I went by myself and you went by yourself. And we were just down there, you know, working. And, yeah, there's photographers at those places that want to take, because everybody down says they're all couples.
Right, it's a couples-only resort. Yeah.
Yes, and we were the only few people that could just go by ourselves because of work. And hey. So the photographer didn't know that, and so he's like, you boys want to take a picture?
Yeah. So Tig loves to sail. They have those catamarans down there, which if you've ever been to a vacation or something like that, you're able to just get one of these for free and sail it around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we got on this catamaran together, and we were like, man, I hope nobody sees us. Because...
The sun was setting.
The catamaran doesn't have like a bunch of chairs and all that. It's like for the place for the driver to sit, and then the other guy just has to like lay down or sit down on that on part of the catamaran.
Yeah, the canvas or whatever.
The canvas, yeah. So we go around the corner, and there's everybody from work, including country artist Kip Moore, who's like a manly man, works out and all that. And there's me and Tig out there on our little sailboat together
at sunset.
At sunset, yeah. So,
and then I was telling Daniel that this like place we're going to again. We'll have, yet again, another free catamaran we can jump on. And now Daniel says a pirate might get us.
Well, listen.
Like, a pirate is not going to be interested in some sailboat with two dudes on it.
If there's a pirate ship out there, which you see these now on TikTok all the time, is what's got me scared of pirates. Pirates are not what you think of when you think of, like, Peter Pan, Captain Hook, and all that. It's just like a bunch of dudes now on a ship. Mm-hmm. If they want to kidnap somebody for ransom... I'll get you off that catamaran.
Why would they kidnap us?
Tough hostage situation.
Yeah, but I don't have that kind of money. I mean, they would be wasting their time.
Well, they try to get it from your family.
Yeah. Or the government or something.
Even worse, these could be, like, not good pirates.
Is there a good pirate?
Well, people, you know, there's some probably more professional pirates than others, wouldn't you think?
Is that a profession?
Well, yeah, man. Are you crazy? Of course.
Oh, I thought it was just... Well, I guess a criminal enterprise could be a profession.
Yeah, so... I'm a little reluctant to get on the catamaran now.
So you won't
now.
Get on the tiny sailboat with me because you're worried about pirates.
Could be a pirate out there, yeah. Laugh it up, buddy. I hope you get caught by a pirate while we're out here. Could you imagine a pirate, you know, calling your wife and like, hey, we got your husband. And she'd be like, okay.
Man, how awesome would it be, though, if you had to come back to work... And I wasn't here, and he had to say I was captured by pirates.
It'd be a pretty good, like, ratings boom, I think. Yeah, it'd be in the news for a while. Like, I think I'd be getting interviewed by all kind of news organizations.
Yeah, we get Reagan Ledbetter down here to talk to you. We'd get Leanne Taylor to get you, like, a 60 Minutes interview where you cry on camera and you miss me and stuff. I'm captured by pirates.
Listen, if pirates hear about the sound of moolah, of course you're going to be a target.
Oh, because how much is that up to now?
It's up to $450 now.
And we get to that sound of moolah in about 10 minutes here on 98.5 The Bull. Good morning. So the sound of moolah is about 8 minutes away at $450. Good morning, Daniel.
Tig, what do you think has been the hardest thing for you to learn how to do or what to use in your life? You know, we came around, or the internet came around when we were probably, what, 15, 16 years old?
Mm-hmm.
It's fairly difficult to learn how to use it, right?
Yes.
What else did you find to
You're not gonna
be
like
difficult
my answer,
to learn?
But well, the hardest thing in the world to me is golf.
So to learn how to play golf has been tough for you?
Yes.
I could see where, you know, the ball is on the tee, and you're like, what do I do now? I could see how that could be extremely difficult. In 1936... AT&T released the dial telephone. I guess back in the day, if you watch Andy Griffith's show or something like that, you know, hot new reference, the telephone was just on the wall, and they pick up this one thing and put it to their ear and speak into this hole, and they're like, hey, I forget the operator's name. How could I? Mary Lou or something like
it's
that.
It's the switchboard person.
Yeah,
or
like, connect me with whatever. Probably fairly easy. Well, you got to think, when the dial telephone came along, people were probably like, oh, my God, what do I do now?
Mm-hmm.
Here is from 1936, a newsreel, AT&T describing how to tell people how to use the phone.
What year?
1936.
All right.
Here we go.
The telephones in this city will be changed to dial service, and all telephone numbers will be changed. Before calling any number, first secure the number from your new directory. Then remove the receiver and listen for the dial tone. It sounds like this. With the receiver off the hook, dial the desired number. Be sure to allow the dial to freely return to its normal position. And this is the ringing signal. If the line is busy, you'll hear this busy signal.
And I bet that, just those few instructions right then and there, some people were probably like, well, I'm just never going to make another phone call.
I'm wondering if my son has ever heard a busy signal, because usually, like, now you call a cell phone and it just rings anyway.
If you were to hand your son a rotary phone, I don't think he would know how to use it. He would need that newsreel right there.
Have no clue.
He would just stare at it.
Have no clue. I don't even know if he's heard a dial tone. Because now you just type in the number and you hit send, right? Or whatever that is.
I wonder if the person's calling to remind me. I've got to think of what that operator's name on Andy Griffith's show is now. Can you take this really quick? What was that lady's name? Let me try to Google it while we... Hey, it's Stag and Daniel. Who's this?
This is Crystal.
Crystal, are you calling to help me remember the operator on the Andy Griffith show's name, or are you calling about the Sound of Moolah?
The Sound of Moolah.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Well, we're
Crystal, five minutes away. It's Sarah.
Oh, is that when I call back? Is 5 minutes?
The Sound of Moolah is at 7:10, and then we'll take phone calls for the Sound of Moolah at 7:10.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Old Sarah.
Was that her name, though?
I also heard, like...
I watched Andy Griffith so much, I should know everything about the show, and I'm not remembering if that was the lady's name or not. I guess it was.
I also heard a story about old phone lines. They had something called a party line.
Oh, where you could just pick up thing and just hear whatever you
just
wanted?
Like you could hear what everybody's talking about.
Ooh-wee, that's all I would have been doing.
Night planned.
Right? Yeah. You think about it, bored at home and just want to, like, just listen in to what your neighbors are saying?
Old Mabel Henderson's talking about.
Let's go back to that.
It's 98.5 The Bull, the Sound of Moolah after Warden Ziders. It's 98.5 The Bull. Yeah. 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. We're very, very close to the Sound of Moolah at $450. But Daniel, you were asking me what the hardest thing I've ever done in my life is. Like, you know, not real stuff, but
like
golf
learn,
is
yeah.
the hardest thing. That,
and I was like, yes, I could see how golf would be extremely hard to learn when you have to put the ball on the tee and you're like, what do I do now? You must hit it toward the hole. And then Paul has taken issue with this. What were you going to say about golf, Paul?
I was going to kind of give you a quick rundown on how hard golf is, just so you'll understand.
Okay.
And George Carlin said it's the best. You go out on 100 acres or 120 acres of land, filled with woods, ponds, creeks, tall grass, short grass, all this stuff, and you take a little ball, and you take a stick, and you hit it just as far as you can hit it. Then you go find it. Then you hit it again. George Carlin said, if it's him, he's going to pick the ball up because you're lucky you found it. Well, most of the time I don't, because I spend more time in the trees than the squirrels do, but that's another story. But that in a nutshell, is how hard golf is. You're going to hit the ball as far as you can out in the middle of the woods and then go try to find it.
So you hit the ball, go find it, then hit it again. That sounds very difficult to learn how to do. Do you forget, Tig, how to... do you start walking, Tig, and forget what you're doing?
The whole thing is to hit it where you can find it. That's the hard part. It's not hitting and go find it. It's hitting it where you can find it.
Okay.
I'll only take you out one day, Daniel, and just let you play around.
I would never know. I would never be able to learn how to play golf. You guys are right.
Yeah, you
to
talk
hit the
a
ball
game,
twice
brother.
With a stick. Oh my God. I could never do that. And the ball's camouflaged, right? No. Oh, no, it's white, isn't it? On manicured, perfectly manicured grass? Okay.
Some of it is white. Some of them are yellow or fluorescent color, so you can find them easier.
And I know that hole would be hard to spot on the green because there's no flag or indicator like that of where the hole is. Is that also correct? No, there is a very giant flag. I've seen it. Okay. Well, listen, Paul, well, thank you for the call. We got to jump into the Sound of Moolah, but you can hang up and try to call back if you want. 918-879-9898. That sound is now, Tig, worth $450.
You want to play it real quick?
Yes, if you don't mind.
All right, we're inside the Sound of Moolah now, and this is it.
The closest thing we've done to a hint so far is if you listen very closely in the background, you can hear famous broadcaster Wavy Davey, who's been in the market for many years. You can hear him on the background on his phone having a conversation. So that lets you know that the sound was recorded here at the radio station.
All right.
Will eliminate a lot of, sometimes people say impact wrench, things like that. It was recorded here in the building.
All right, so 450 up for grabs now. 918-879-9898. See you in a minute.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
Powered by Riverside Ford of Tulsa. 98.5 The Bull.
It's time to win cash with Tig and Daniel and the Sound of Moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
Well, Tig, that sound is worth $450. Let me introduce you to Josh. He would love to have $450. Josh, what would you do with all that money if you won it?
Honestly, not sure quite yet. Buy some fish and stuff, probably.
They say, like, if you win money like this, Tig, you should take a little while and think about it. You know, sleep on it. Maybe take a few weeks. The first thing, Josh, you need to call a lawyer. Before you even picked up the money and have them advise you.
Well, you need to have a financial advisor.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
We'll just be 100% irresponsible and just go blow it.
The Today Show would probably call you, try to have you to come on and do an interview about winning the Sound of Moolah. Let's hear it one more time, Josh, and then we'll have you do your guess. Tig, if you could please administer the Sound of Moolah.
In 3, 2, 1.
All right, Josh, are you prepared to guess the Sound of Moolah?
I believe so.
What is your guess, please?
Shaking a weighted Scotch tape dispenser.
Is it shaking a weighted Scotch tape dispenser? I'm sorry, Josh. That is not it.
I know what he's talking about there. There's like sand or something in those.
Yeah. Or no, exactly.
Oh, it's a good go.
Yeah, it's like a good guess. Listen to this again. That's a good guess.
I don't hear sand particles, but I do hear. Do it again.
All right. We're broadcasting on the radio. Maybe, it's hard to hear these
sounds
things
different
sometimes.
For the phone.
Yeah.
Well, Josh, there is a silver lining. It was worth $450, and now we add $50 to that jackpot. If you will, do us a favor and give us that brand new jackpot.
$500.
Getting some major money here, and your next chance to try to identify the Sound of Moolah happens at 8:10. But before that, in just 20 minutes, tickets up for grabs for Brantley Gilbert. Josh, do us one last favor and give me three numbers and an animal.
98.5 The Bull.
The bullfight's coming up today for Brantley Gilbert. Tickets in about 16 minutes. Good morning to you, Daniel. It's 98.5 The Bull.
Well, Tig, I must cry out hypocrisy. Hypocrisy.
Towards whom?
Toward myself.
Oh, okay.
Which is very rare that people do these days. I give you a hard time about your chins sometimes. I say that Tig used to be in a band, hip-hop band, back in the early 2000s, the 90s, called Boys Two Chins. I would say that if you were a famous historical figure, you'd be Chinjamin Franklin. Mm-hmm. Your favorite drink is ginger ale. On and on I would go.
Because I got a little bit of a, you call it a gobbler.
You have a little bit of a, yeah. Well, yeah. You call it that, really. And I always give you a hard time about it. Now, my sister listens. Her name is Amy down in Alabama. She listens to the Tiger Daniel Show podcast like every day.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets on to me constantly about giving you a hard time about your disfigurement.
Okay. That's a little strong, but fine.
Yeah, she's always like, hey, knock it off. Leave Tiger alone about his disfigurement. I get it. And then the other day, I had went to the Tim McGraw concert, and I'm going to post these pictures. I really don't want to because I don't want to point this out to people. And my sister saw the pictures with me and Tim McGraw, and she goes, I don't know why you're making fun of Tig and his chin. She says, I have the same thing. In fact, she said that standing next to Tim McGraw, I looked like a weasel. I'm like, weasel?
Wow.
That's even worse.
Wow.
And then I looked, and if you go to the Facebook page right now, the Bull Tulsa, we did Coaches Who Care, and I shot this video for Coach Allman from Coweta, who was named the Coach Who Cares for the month. And I see the video, and I think she might be right.
Yeah.
A little bit of a thing here.
Should you call the karma police? I mean, is this why you have the chin now? Because you've spoken it into the universe, and now it's coming back around?
Do you think that you were contagious?
A chin?
You think it's chin karma?
Could be a little chin karma. I don't think I'm contagious. However, if you endlessly and mercilessly ridicule me about my chin and you get a chin, there may be something in the universe.
That's the difference, though. I get a chin. If you were an animal, you'd be a chimpanzee.
God.
Let me be quiet before I develop now.
You're going to get a double chin thing.
So what I'm going to do, I guess I'm going to post the Tim McGraw picture on the Bulls Facebook page. But then also you should go look at that Coaches Who Care video. Maybe it's just I'm at a weird angle.
Hey, you know what I always say, Daniel? I wouldn't worry about how you look in photographs. It's only an exact representation about how you look.
Well, then this ain't really good. This is not good here. Congratulations also to Coach Allman from Coweta.
All right. So you can
Coweta
see
High School.
What Daniel's malady is, I guess, now at the
How would you pronounce that, by the way, Coach Allman? Coach A-L-L-M-A-N.
Allman, like the Allman Brothers.
You think?
Yeah.
Allman. Anyway, congratulations to him. Check out the video. Let me know here about this double chin thing here. I don't be mean, though. Anybody's going to like to have a double chin next to Tim McGraw.
Yeah, he's skinny, man. I mean, he, like, fit skinny, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that goes.
And so in the meantime, I apologize for my...
Take care of your neck muscles while it's trying to hold up that big chin.
I'll try. I will apologize for my hypocrisy.
Okay, thank you.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
All right, here we are in the bullfight. It's 98.5 The Bull, and today we're playing for Brantley Gilbert tickets, so we've got two contestants lined up, Daniel.
Before that, though, let me give my condolence to, I think her name was Stacy, got through. She was the correct caller. She was on a speakerphone, so we're like, hey, could you hop off that speakerphone? And she's like, oh, my gosh, yes, hang on. I can barely believe I got through. Tries to switch off. Accidentally hangs
we
up.
We lost the call, yeah.
No, she accidentally hung up, not us. Veronica on line one, Selena on line two. Veronica, you say you're a recess aide. That means you help out at your daughter's school with the children at recess?
Yeah, lunch and recess.
Lunch and recess.
So all the grades.
What mm-hmm. is what is lunch? What's on the menu today for lunch?
That is a good question.
I got a question about...
I'm not sure.
When we were growing up, me and Daniel had this rectangular pizza. And it was about the best dang pizza that I'd ever had. But then I go to my son's school for his lunch day where I can go eat lunch with him. And they brought out this pizza and it had like wheat crust. It was like totally different and healthy. Is that what y'all got going on?
No, actually we have, usually it's like from just like a delivery pizza. I think it's like Cici's or Mazio's.
What?
Yeah, like actual pizza.
Yeah, Tig, you know, like the good stuff, like Cece's.
Hey, y'all order pizza? Okay. All right. Well, the kid's blessed.
You say you had your daughter with you? You want to give her a shout out, get her to make some noise?
Yes. Yes, I do. I have Paisley. She's right here. Love you, girl. Make some noise.
Hey now. Hello to Paisley. Selena is online too. Selena, you told me what you did for a living, but I sure don't understand it. Tell me one more time. Really dumb it down for Tyke so he'll understand.
I'm an administrative assistant for Stronghold Companies. They go in and do like turnaround and shutdowns in refineries.
Oh, okay.
Makes sense.
Turnarounds and shutdowns. Come on, Tyke. Why didn't you just say that to begin with?
Here we go, Dana.
All right, guys. It's the U quiz. All the answers to these questions begin with the letter U. They get harder as they go. We will start with Veronica. Mythical horse with a single horn.
Unicorn.
That is correct. Selena, a planet.
Uranus.
That is correct. Why are you giggling? Selena?
Yes.
What's funny?
Nothing.
Veronica, Kyiv is its capital.
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Kyiv is its capital.
Ukraine?
Ukraine is correct. Selena, this is the opposite of rural.
Urban
is correct. We are tied up 2-2. Veronica, this is a western U.S. state.
A western U.S. state?
Help her out, Tig.
Daniel drugged me there one time to go skiing, and he went to Ross. It's Utah.
What? Utah.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, obviously.
Selena, this is a Hawaiian stringed instrument.
Ukulele.
That is also correct. Veronica, this is the cord connecting mother and fetus.
Umbilical cord.
Umbilical is correct. Selena.
Yes.
First name of actress Thurman.
Uma.
Uma is correct. Veronica. First name of U.S. President Grant. Help her out, Tig.
Ulysses,
something in there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hard.
All right, Selena, get this one right, and you will have gotten every single one correct and defeated Veronica in the 98.5 The Bull fight. This is a spiny sea creature.
I don't know.
Help her out, Tig.
Is it urchin?
Urchin. And with that, Selena has defeated Veronica in the 98.5 The Bull fight. Selena, you've got a decision to make here. Are you going to hold on to these tickets to see Brantley Gilbert May 9th at the River Spirit, or are you going to give them to Veronica? Veronica, why should Selena give you the tickets this morning?
I mean, she won them fair and square, so she should keep them.
All right. Well, after a very passionate speech by Veronica, Selena, what have you decided to do?
Thank you, Veronica. I hope you have a blessed day, but I really want to go.
All right. She wishes Veronica her blessings, but she is going to hold on to these tickets. Guys, do me one last favor before we let you go. Please give me three numbers and an animal.
98.5 The Bull.
So take me now.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. The jackpot now up to $500. The Sound of Moolah happens in about 15 minutes. Good morning, Daniel.
It's been an audio book that everybody's been talking about. Everybody's been trying to get me to listen to it. My sister in Alabama is like, hey, you got to listen to this series of books. Your wife has been telling me how much I need to listen to it. Everybody seems to be listening to it, and that is The Fourth Wing. Do you know anything about this book at all?
Isn't it scandalous?
Well, it's about dragons and all that kind of thing. Rebecca Yarros, I guess, is the author. I think there's been two of them. My brother-in-law down in Alabama hurt his knee, and the guy is not the kind of guy that likes to sit there. He's got to be out doing something. I guess he got hooked on these books, and listened to both of them in like 4 or 5 days.
Really?
I've been struggling to get through it a little bit. I've been listening to it on Audible when I walk my dog. Well, I'm pretty well into it now. I've got about 6 hours to go. But I'm walking Fenton around Swan Lake yesterday, listening to this Fourth Wing book. Buddy, it's like all about dragons and all that. And they're like, oh, and the dragon came from the hills of Promethean into the halls of Mesopotamia. You know, all that, on and on and on and on. Then it gets to this love scene. Buddy, this love scene's like 30 minutes long.
Oh, my God.
And so graphic. I could not believe how filthy it was.
Yeah. I haven't heard it, but I do know that there are, like, I'm married to a lady, and her friends, they've all been listening to it. It's been wild.
I mean, I'm very rarely shocked at things. This shocked me because they're going along with dragon fights and, you know, magic and all this kind of stuff. And then 30 minutes of the raunchiest, filthiest love scene I've ever heard. I didn't know what to do.
So you're walking around Swan Lake with your dog.
Right.
Listening to raunchy.
Not on purpose. It just, you know, I thought, well, this will be over really quickly. You know, you ever been like watching a movie with your parents or something and a love scene pops up and your only hope is like, I hope this ends soon. And yeah. I kind of felt like that when I was walking around with the dog and oh no, boy, I'm telling you what, they go in great detail about coitus.
Oh my God.
So I don't know, like.
Did you have to sit down and take a break or anything?
No, I wasn't like having a heart. I was just really embarrassed. I felt bad for my dog.
You didn't have it on speakerphone.
Yeah, it was blaring on speaker. No, of course not. I had my
your little earphones.
Yeah.
In.
Now, after listening to this Fourth Wing, I'm gonna have to listen to the Bible next. I remember my dad growing up. He had a shop, and in his shop, he wanted to listen to the Bible one day on cassette tape. So before CDs and all that, you get the Bible on cassette tape, which consisted of about 30 tapes. Do you remember seeing this? Anybody that had the Bible on tape, it was in a plastic, like, binder, and you open it. They're just...
Yeah, and you peel them
20,
out of there.
30 tapes, yeah. Mm-hmm. And this guy's in that shop working around listening to the Bible. And I swear, for 2 hours, it was like, and Ezeret begat Jeminiah, and Jeminiah begat, you know, a lot of begats.
Yeah, a lot of begats in the Bible.
And as a young kid, the begat part took a long, long time to get through.
And now look how your life has changed. Now you're listening to dirty novels.
I need to get... I'm not by purpose. People have just been demanding that I listen to it.
All right. Well, next
I'm
going
to have to go
see...
to one of those confessional things y'all go to in the Catholic Church.
Well, I'm just concerned. Next time I see you when you're walking, I'm going to be concerned. I won't know what you're listening to. You could be listening to country music, or you could be listening to raunchy novels. I don't know which is...
When you see me walking, there's no telling what I'm hearing.
Okay, good. .985 The Bull, our jackpot for our Sound of Moolah is up to $550. Did I get that right, Daniel?
$550, yeah, that's right.
That's at 9:10 this morning here on 98.5 The Bull. Good morning. I love this clip you got, Daniel.
People will use their telephones to call in and try to identify the Sound of Moolah, but we think about, now it's all cell phones. Before that, it was your house phone.
I don't even think kids, like I have an 8-year-old, I don't even think he knows what a dial tone is because... Now you just type in the number and hit send, right?
Yeah, we always are like, oh, man, kids are so smart these days. They can use the internet and yada, yada, yada. You ever see a kid pick up a old school rotary phone? They look right at it. They don't know what the heck it is.
Mm-hmm.
In 1936, AT&T released a newsreel explaining how to use the new dial telephone.
Because before this, you would just pick up and talk to an operator. And they would connect you, but now you have to dial.
Famously, I would watch the Andy Griffith Show, and the guy would pick up that phone and go, Sarah, put me through to Barney.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lady, I guess, I don't know what she did. You know, you see videos of it where they swap the two cords. I don't know what they were even begin to tell you what they were doing. But here is a newsreel from 1936 explaining how to use the dial telephone.
The telephones in this city will be changed to dial service, and all telephone numbers will be changed. Before calling any number, first secure the number from your new directory. Then remove the receiver and listen for the dial tone. It sounds like this. With the receiver off the hook, dial the desired number. Be sure to allow the dial to freely return to its normal position. And this is the ringing signal. If the line is busy, you'll hear this busy signal.
Do you know, Tig, how much all hell must have broken loose in the everyday household when they went from the regular, this kind of phone where they're like, Sarah, put me through to Tig, to I must now get Tig's number.
You know, and like, then listen for the dial tone.
Listen for dial tone, rotor, all that. You know, it must have, it went from just picking up and doing the phone call to then having all these steps. I bet some people were so frustrated. I bet it was a pretty rough time, pretty rough year for people to learn how to use the rotary phone, because then you got to get people's phone numbers, right? You got to have them written down somewhere, memorized phone numbers.
Yeah. I mean, every generation has some kind of technology that comes along and you're like, what is going on here? And that must have been their version of that.
I bet there was a grumpy old man or woman, you know what? Screw it. I'm just never going to make another phone call again. Don't you think?
Yeah, probably.
It happens in radio when new technology comes along. You tell me about when you were in the... Tig doesn't seem that old, but he was around in radio when there was, not records, but y'all used to have carts. I've never even seen a cart. I don't know what a cart is.
It's like a big cassette tape, basically.
Yeah, and you guys would cut a commercial. You would have to record things in on the cassette tape, and then to edit it, have to then take out like a knife or and cut pieces of the tape off and glue them or tape them back together in order to make a radio commercial. Is that true?
I missed a little bit of that, but I did used to have to, play carts or cassette tapes, basically, is what they call them.
And you famously told me there was something in the studio called an Arrakis. What is that?
That was our first computer we ever had that you could play a commercial off of. Otherwise, when you played commercials, you literally had to sit there. I'm not even kidding. When you played a commercial on the radio, now they're all automated and it's like a computer.
MP3
or whatever.
File, yeah, sure.
You would have to go, okay, now I need to load Red Mountain Weight Loss. And then when that ends, I need to make sure that Stuart Martin Kubota plays. And then Keystone Chevrolet or whatever. And you had to, like, play them almost manually.
But it was still on a computer.
No, when we had this system, no. We still had to play it by a cassette tape.
Okay, let me ask you one more time.
Mm-hmm.
What's an Arrakis?
That's a computer system that kept us on track, but I still had to play it manually.
Oh, so in other words,
and by the way,
it wasn't a thing that made life easier. It was just like another way to, like a list. But you used to tell me famously, though, this guy we used to work with named Woody refused to not use the Arrakis. So you finally just had to get the Arrakis out of there and throw it away so that he would adapt to the new technology.
Yes, because he was not learning quick enough. And also, when I first started in radio, and this was not that long ago, by the way, and stop insulting me, this was 2004. If you had to go to the bathroom, you better make it quick because your song's running out. There's no like technology to help play another song. You had to hit play on a CD player and then hit play on the next CD player to get the songs together.
So when you were doing your radio shows, you had two CD players in there?
Mm-hmm.
You're old.
We have a CD player in this whole building right now?
I was going to say, if people like would, for the longest time, they've just finally stopped, an artist would bring you his CD that he had recorded. And it'd be like a 70-year-old man would bring you his CD. I wanted to be like, hey, man, you know, don't waste your time. Don't give up on your dreams, but you don't have to print these CDs up and mail them out. That costs money. And now we don't even have a way to play a CD.
There's no CD player in this studio whatsoever. It's all just like you listen to music on your phone. It's all electronic. And now I can put two songs back to back if I need to go to the bathroom. Times are changing, Daniel.
That's the one thing we're thankful about. Technology is Tig can go to the bathroom.
The Bull.
Well, Tig, let me introduce you to Jay. Pours concrete for a living, works hard. He would love to win that Sound of Moolah. Jay, that sound is worth $500 right now. Are you guys able to work today, or is the rain going to shut you down?
No, I don't think I'll shut you down.
Jay's had a little trouble with his phone, but he's good to go. Jay, we'll get right to you before you lose connection here. Tig, will you play the sound one more time for Jay?
Here's the sound of Moolah in 3, 2, 1.
All right, right, Jay, are you prepared to guess the sound of Moolah?
Yeah.
Jay, what is your guess, please?
Thank you.
Uh, Jay thinks it's stacking papers on a table. You know how did you describe it earlier, Tig, when you like get the papers in order and then you
pick them up and then you kind of to get them all together and in sync, you kind of tap them on the desk.
We'll say shuffling papers on a desk. Jay, I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
I don't even know if Jay can hear us right now.
I don't know, Jay. Jay, have a good day out there at work, buddy. Here you go.
Oh, he's out.
So, yeah, I see what Jay's saying. And still, I can't think of a good way to... I can picture it in my mind, and I know what you're saying, but I don't know what the actual action of that would be.
You put the papers in an upright position, and you tap them on the desk to get them all together.
So shuffling papers, we can say it's not that. That should suffice. Well, speaking of paper, that means now, Tig, we add $50 more to that jackpot for a grand total of $550 coming up at 9:10.
That's all right here with Tig and Daniel. Good morning, guys.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
The Bull with Tig and good morning, Daniel.
Were you the one that a while ago told me about the phrase hatfish?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right. So, you know, if you are on a dating app or something like that, you put your very best pictures, and then when they show up to meet you, they see that you're like years older and you don't look good.
Mm-hmm.
That's called catfished, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, hatfish is when a guy on all of his pictures puts a hat on, looks pretty good, but without the hat.
Oh, my God.
It looks bad.
I can see
fish.
That. Hatfish.
Yeah. Is that a thing?
I could see where
it's
that could
so
be
funny.
A thing.
What celebrity looks pretty good until they take their hat off?
Well, I've seen people in Tulsa that I think...
There's a hat fish in your life, huh?
Yeah, there's a guy.
It's a very dangerous line you're walking here. You don't want to hurt some guy's feelings.
There's a particular guy that I have spent time with, and
took
his hat off. Totally different guy.
Do I know the guy?
Uh-huh. I'm not going to say.
Turn off these microphones, and you tell me immediately. Oh, I think you're right. My little bit of a hatfish there.
Yeah, he looks
alert.
It's not like he doesn't look good without his hat on, I guess, but
looks better with a hat on.
Just different.
If you were a hatfish yourself,
mm-hmm.
Are you ever taking that hat off?
Mm-mm. In fact, I feel like I'm hatfishing a little bit now.
You don't look good with or without a hat, so you can rest your mind.
I'm just no fish.
Okay, so if you were hat fishing, you go get family portraits made.
Oh, you got to take it off then.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why don't you want to look your best in your family picture? And if you're a hat fish, you got to leave that hat on.
Well, your wife won't allow you to leave a hat on if you're going to, like, get a photographer and stuff.
If you're a hat fish, I think your wife will allow you to. Now, she probably don't want you to wear, like, your...
However,
you know, Big Johnson Spring Break 1998 T-shirt or hat, but maybe a decent looking hat. Yeah.
Okay, so the thing with a hatfish, a guy who looks better with a cap on. If you wear it during official pictures, everybody's going to be onto the fact that you're a hatfish.
Be a hatfish then. Why not? If I had something that made me look so much better, I would always wear it. Growing up, I always wore a hat, and I guess you'd like to wear a hat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one day I accidentally wore my hat into church, and oh, boy.
Not a good place to wear a hat.
I guess my particular church acted like the walls were about to fall down because I accidentally wore a hat in for a few minutes. Disrespectful. Yeah. And I was like, well, I didn't mean to. I just accidentally wore my hat in. They're like, I couldn't believe all the uproar over the hat.
Well, I would go to lunch with my mom. When I was in college, you know, I'd come home and visit, and we would go to, like, not even a nice place. I'm talking like a deli where they have chicken salad sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
She'd make me take my hat off.
I believe if you were a hatfish, I believe you should be able to wear your church or your hat to church and also to meals.
Very controversial.
It is controversial, but now people are going to be riding around wondering if they are, in fact, a hatfish. Have you ever seen any lady hatfishes?
No. Not that I know of.
I don't think so either.
It's guys that benefit. It's an unfair world. Guys benefit from hats. Ladies don't so much.
We're going to, yeah, we got hats, we got pockets, we got it all. But you're going to walk around today and everybody you spot, you're going to wonder, wonder what's going on under there. Is that a hat fish?
I'm going to go to the mall just to...
Do a little hat fishing today?
Yeah, just to see more people. Yeah.
I might come out there and join you.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Good morning. Daniel, I got a nice story out of Tulsa if you'd like to hear it.
What is it now?
It's 98.5 The Bull. Good morning. I looked on Tulsa Reddit today, and you may have seen this, Daniel, and it doesn't sound like anything, but it relates to you in a way. And the headline is Returned Wallet. Did you see this?
On Tulsa Reddit, yeah. I did. I saw the headline. I didn't read the article. What happened?
Whoever lost their wallet at Lowe's put this very sweet article up, like, or it's a sweet writing up, at least, on Tulsa Reddit. And it says, a huge thank you to whoever found my wallet in the Lowe's parking lot last Saturday and turned it in. You saved me numerous hours of frustration and anger in trying to get a new driver's license, my military ID, et cetera, et cetera. You also gave my flagging hope for humanity a spark. Thank you again, and I wish you nothing but the best. So he doesn't know who gave him the wallet back, but he was just putting it out there in the universe. One time, Daniel was walking here in Tulsa, found a wallet, and me and Daniel actually, like, researched, and we were looking the guy up on the internet. We were trying to find his Facebook page because we were like, oh, Daniel's got his wallet. Let's find this guy. And then he does respond to you and go, oh, great. And you said, if you come up to work at 303 North Boston, where I work, I'll give you your wallet. And when the guy came in, you're expecting all this praise that I just read.
I was expecting, oh, wow, what a neat thing. Somebody found my wallet. They got on the radio talking about it, on and on and on. I thought the guy would go, and he was got here, and I went and met him outside. He's like, cool. Do you remember this? Like, I think we basically shut down the whole show that day. You were researching it. I was researching it. We were asking for callers. If you know this guy, on and on. I thought, man, well, this guy gets here. Give me some audio. I thought this was what was going to happen. Did you ever know that you're my hero?
And everything I want. You saved him so much trouble. The DMV.
Yeah.
The credit cards. The cash.
All of it.
And Daniel's waiting in eager participation for your accolades, and the guy comes in.
None of that happened. He just goes, cool, man.
I'm sorry. Well, next time, make sure you find this person's wallet, and they'll write you a post.
Is it wrong to want to be profusely thanked, though, for a wallet? Because that is really helping out.
It really
is. Somebody's wallet.
The guy should have been more thankful, I think, for sure. But I'm sorry
about
that.
You know what? Maybe he was intimidated.
Oh, by your fame?
My celebrity, my fame.
And your mullet and stuff?
Yeah.
Probably. It's 98.5 The Bull. The sound of moolah comes up. Speaking of finding a wallet, what if you just found $550 on the ground?
I'm not like a good Samaritan. I'm more like a needy Samaritan. Like, I need the praise if I find something and return it.
Mm-hmm. So you don't do it for just the common good. You do it so...
I do it for the good, but I also like some of the accolades, too.
Okay, I see.
But yeah, the sound of moolah would be like if you found $550 on the ground and it was yours.
That happens at 9:10, 20 minutes away from another sound of moolah here on 98.5 The Bull.
98.5 The Bull weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
It's 98.5 The Bull. We're about 10 minutes away from $550, the sound of moolah here.
At what point, what day does your mom, Elaine, get here?
My mom's coming to town tomorrow.
Tomorrow. She gets here tomorrow just in time for the beautiful weather. You were looking at restaurants to maybe try to take her to. You say you've taken her to the Sputter before?
I've taken her there. She liked that.
I recommended a restaurant in Jinx, and I was like, man, Tig, you should take her to Waterfront Grill in Jinx. The river's up, and Tig's like, too far away. He lives in Midtown. You feel like Jinx is too far? That 15-minute drive to Jinx after she's driven 12 hours here?
Well, we're just spoiled around here. Now, like, we used to live in cities where it took, like, an hour and a half to get anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And now when I see it takes 20 minutes, I'm like, oh, my God.
No, 15 minutes, Tig's like, I don't think so, man. What is she? Listen, tell me what kind of food she likes. I'll recommend a place right off the top of my head. What is your mom's favorite food?
She's at that age where she's not a big eater anymore. You know what I'm saying? They just kind of, they almost like snack out or something.
My mom's the same way. My mom is diabetic, so she's on Ozempic. And then anytime I take her to get something to eat, she orders an entree and really eats about 3 bites off of it. And your mom is doing that same thing.
Same thing. She like just, like I swear, she goes and gets one of those chickens from Walmart, like the rotisserie or whatever.
Yeah, rotisserie chicken, yeah.
Whole week.
She just picks off one chicken the whole week.
She just picks off that whole,
that's kind of grossing me out now that I think about it.
You know.
So what's her favorite food? Is chicken?
Apparently right now, because she can get one of those for $7 or something. And then she just puts it in the fridge, and when she wants like a chicken sandwich, she picks a little bit of that off. And I don't know if that's a, you know, older age thing or whatever, but it's like they don't eat full meals or something. Okay.
So here's the thing. So my parents on up there, my mom, the same thing that happens with her. So here's the thing. When you're taking your mom out to eat, she probably doesn't really like fancy stuff, does she?
No, she can do whatever. Yeah. She's fine with whatever.
Okay, so no fancy. You're probably not going to have to go down to Waterfront Grill because of the weather tomorrow. I will say that it's going to be not great weather for that. So that's eliminated. Does she like seafood?
Rarely.
Rarely. Plus, she lives like on the Gulf, so she does not want seafood.
She doesn't
right?
have to have seafood here.
Seafood is eliminated. Does she like hibachi? She likes a spectacle.
She would probably enjoy that.
She likes a spectacle. Mm-hmm. Does she like Mexican food?
Yeah.
I think you got to go with 3 tequilas then for tomorrow.
Oh, okay. And Brookside?
Brookside, 3 tequilas. Everybody raves about it. Even my mom, who lives in Alabama, has heard people talk about 3 tequilas on Brookside. And as far as a spectacle goes, even though she won't drink it, maybe somebody will order one of those giant margaritas they have that they mm-hmm. have like a garnishment of maybe a shrimp, and then there's a tiny beer poured in or laying mm-hmm. into it, or I don't know what all that is.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. I've just picked out your restaurant for you.
All right, 3 tequilas, so we'll do Brookside. 3 tequilas tomorrow.
And it's not far from you either, is it?
No, and my family likes that.
Your son likes chips and salsas?
All right, so thank you, man.
You're welcome. This Look at me go.
I'll give you a compliment. You're good at entertaining. You know, nobody wants to be around me.
If you kind of like think of these things that maybe she would like, I just saved you a long drive down to Waterfront.
So you're taking her to 3 tequilas tomorrow.
Yeah, what time do I pick them up?
Yeah, thanks, man.
Moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
Tig, let me introduce you to Debbie in Inola. How are you, Debbie?
I'm great. How are you today?
We're good. We're really, really good. What do you do for a living?
I'm a title clerk for 918 Wrecker.
Why do you think people are always so in such a good mood in the tag and title agency?
Are they?
I mean, it's where dreams come true. It's really wonderful. How do you keep your attitude good while you're working in there?
Lots of coffee.
Might be a little tough in there.
Yeah.
Well, Debbie, you sound like a very nice lady. We would love to give you this $500. No, excuse me, $550. Tig is going to play that sound one more time for you, Debbie. You are the correct caller. You will be guessing the sound of Moolah. Please, if you don't mind, Tig.
It's in 3, 2, 1. I'll do it one more time there.
All right, Debbie, you've heard the sound. I guess I must ask you now, are you prepared to guess the sound of Moolah?
Yes, I am.
Debbie, what is your guess, please?
One of those arcade ticket machines.
Is it an arcade ticket machine? It is not. It is not an arcade ticket machine, Debbie. I'm so sorry. They say every cloud has a silver lining, though, and the silver lining is that we're going to add $50 to this jackpot. So starting tomorrow morning at 7:10 on a Friday, how much is that new jackpot going to be worth, Debbie, please?
$500.
$600.
Oh, $600.
$600! Could you imagine going into the weekend, Tig, Debbie, with a $600 bounty? I mean, wait, reward? Yeah. Bounty is what they would put on you, right?
What did you say you would buy with $600? Yeah. I thought it was very uncomfortable.
What'd I say?
Vaseline?
Yeah, I would buy Vaseline, yeah. What's wrong with that, guys?
Oh, like I need this item.
Like the whole $600?
Oh, yeah. Good for dry skin. Listen, guys, do me a favor, Debbie. Give me three numbers and an animal.
Oh, 98.5, the bull.